Let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3104. Now, here's a letter of the Rebbe. The Rebbe discusses here, there was a, when Israel was founded and many of the Jewish people were saved, they came back to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people interpreted it as being like the beginning of the redemption, as being the Geula. You know, it says that there is some Medrash that says the Geula will stay a little bit at a time. So this is Mashiach, the hopeful that we all hope for, we prayed for. So there were some people that interpreted that this was sort of the coming of Mashiach. But the Rebbe absolutely rejected that idea. He took a lot of flack for that. The Rebbe looked at Israel as a gift of Hashem to save the Jewish people, but not as part of the process of the revelation of Mashiach. That is a gift that Hashem gave, and Hashem allowed us to protect our people, and we have the land of Israel. But you can't say that this is the redemption or even the beginning of the redemption. The Rebbe took a lot of issue with that. So here, let's see in the letter, you know, and the Rebbe wasn't bashful. He voiced his opinion. But some people, the Rebbe wrote them a letter. They went and published the Rebbe's letters in the newspaper. And that, in turn, brought out opposition, because even from the religious, ultra-religious quarters, over there was also another view. I mean, today we, that in hindsight, we see this was no redemption. You know, the amount of problems that we have, it's not the beginning of the Geula, but then there was a idea like that. So let's look at what the Rebbe writes. So the Rebbe writes, this is dated Yudalit Kislev. It happens to be the anniversary of the Rebbe, marriage to the Rebbetzin in Tavshin Tezvov in 1955. Brooklyn Shalom Uvrach. The Rebbe says, I'm responding in the letter dated Sunday of the Torah reading of Vayishlach that you read in a newspaper, that's his writing, that I've written to a certain rabbi. And you're surprised about it. What did he write to the rabbi? The Rebbe must have told him that this is not the redemption. This is not Aschalta de Geula. And he is writing to the Rebbe that he's surprised about it. Now, it doesn't say who the Rebbe is writing to. So, the Rebbe says, generally, I want you to know the way my tradition is based on what I saw by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he answers everybody. So if anybody asks him a question, he answered everybody, especially people who are considered Torah Jews, B'nai Torah. The Rebbe answers them. So the reason I wrote to him, the Rebbe says, because when somebody writes to the Rebbe says, I always respond. Especially, the Rebbe says, when I need to make sure, I need to caution that there might be a mistake that is passed along to the many. The Tos Harabim, it's a public mistake. And perhaps the Rebbe says, maybe there can be some correction. So the Rebbe says, I have a responsibility. First of all, I answer everybody, but especially when I think that there might be room to sort of make a correction. So the Rebbe says, I read one chapter that talks about what happened in these later years, especially as far as Eretz Yisrael goes, and that they refer to it as Aschalta de Geula, as the beginning of the redemption. So I took that opportunity to point out to the author that to stop saying that, because in my view, by saying that this is the beginning of the redemption, you're actually pushing away the redemption, God forbid. And besides the point that the Rebbe says, that talking about this is the beginning of the redemption, and nowadays brings to leniencies in observance of Torah mitzvahs. People will say, oh, the redemption is here already. And the Rebbe says that is going to leave leniencies people doing Torah mitzvahs. So the Rebbe says, also by my tradition, I don't publish these kinds of letters. I don't go into debating with the various different parties. Because, you know, like you have the Mizrahi and you have the religious parties. They were all under that kind of idea that this was the beginning of redemption. The Rebbe says, I don't, by my custom, I don't go into debates. Especially, the Rebbe says, with the rabbis in the Holy Land, Tibon of Yisikonan. Amongst them, there are also very religious. There are Charedim. There is those Charedim, they're religious. And they, the Rebbe says, are misinterpreting. They are lost how to interpret the events of these years. May God forgive them. In other words, the Rebbe says, I'm not faulting them. They're making a mistake the way they interpret them. They interpret the situation as the beginning of the redemption. And basically, it seems like the person was writing to the Rebbe, how could the Rebbe say that? There's others. But the Rebbe says, no, I have to say what the view is. So the Rebbe says, may it be the will of Hashem, the blessed Hashem, that each one of us shall have the privilege to fulfill their portion and to go out themselves from the darkness, the doubled and quadrupled, by encouraging others to go out of their mistakes. Especially, the Rebbe says, using the verse, they place and they say darkness is light and light is darkness. They are confusing what's light, they call it darkness, and what's darkness, they call light. And what the Rebbe says, they are trying to interpret the Savior that Hashem provided for the Jewish people in a non-proper way. People, some of them explain it, it is our power, it's the strength of our hand. They attribute the Savior, they don't attribute it to Hashem, they don't attribute it to any higher powers. They just think that we have a strong army, and we are strong, and therefore we don't need Hashem, basically. You know, that's sort of the approach from some of them. And there's a lot of missing words over here. So the Rebbe says, that's how you see when the people are starting to attribute successes to themselves and not to Hashem, then you can see very vividly that we're in a really dark place, in a double and quadruple place. Because that misinterpretation of thinking that you can do things without Hashem, that is the darkness itself. And the Rebbe says, therefore, the Jewish people are not redeemed only through teshuvah and by adding in the ways of Torah mitzvahs. Apparently, the Rebbe wrote a private letter to somebody. That person went and published that letter that the Rebbe sent him. And that letter caused a backlash from some of the religious parties over there. And this person was writing to the Rebbe about what he read in the newspaper. And the Rebbe is sort of saying, listen, you know, I answer everybody. And I take an opportunity, if I can help and put people and explain to them and take them out of the darkness, so then I do that, if they can correct that. I'm not looking to get into debates or to try to show them this and that. I'm just trying to give my point of view. Now, of course, they can differ, but that's what Rebbe says he has to do. We should all go out from our own darkness. Now, The Rebbe uses the verse. Some people interpret different situations differently. It's really dark, and they say that this is light. And you know, when it's light, it's darkness. And it's confusing, and it's, we live in a confusing world. And the Rebbe also ends off that as it's associated with the festival of redemption that is coming upon us, I am enclosing here the booklet that had been written at the time by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, although for various reasons, he didn't put his name on it. So, but that's from the previous Rebbe, and the Rebbe ends with bracha, and the Rebbe signs his name over here. This is not usual for all the letters. M. Schneerson. Rebbe writes at the bottom of the letter over here. But over here, this letter. Now, not sure, this may have been a letter to some of the, again, I don't want to just guess without having any basis for it, but the Rebbe had a lot of close people who were in the government and who helped Chabad, and maybe they didn't share the view with the Rebbe's, you know, and there was others, and was asking the Rebbe. I don't want to guess who's the one that wrote the Rebbe, but anyways, this was something which a lot of people were against. They misinterpreted. But I think today it's obvious that we're not really, this is not the Mashiach that we hope for, that will be determining. We are so afraid of the nations of the world, and we're not even independent, you know, with everything that's going on in Israel, with all the threats and with all the difficulties and the challenges. That's not the time of Mashiach, who's going to usher in a time of peace, and everybody, Jewish people, will live in security and with prosperity and without having to worry about the various different. That's not yet the time. It's not even the beginning of the time. That's what the Rebbe.